Today she is Masechta Zvachim Da Peiva. We will begin on Da Pei Hei Amid Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amid. We've been speaking about the concept of Olu LaYardu, that if things that really don't belong on the Mizbeach were put on the Mizbeach, the Halacha dictates them Olu LaYardu, that they should be left there. But now our Mishnah begins by identifying Ve'elu, and these are the cases Em Olu LaYardu, different parts of the carbon are put on the Mizbeach, the halacha is that they should be removed. And the point of this part of the Mishnah is because these are types of parts of the carbon that don't belong on the Mizbeach. And since they don't belong on the Mizbeach, they're not included in the rule of Elul Yardu. Ve'elu, says the Mishnah, again, these are the following things that I'm all of, they're put on the Mizbeach, Yardu, they should be taken down, they don't belong on the Mizbeach. Basa Kachukalim, Basa kachukachim, the meat of the kachukachim, basam kachukalim, the meat of kachukalim, hamoyser oimer. We know that on the second day of Pesach, they brought a carbon oimer to be able to eat from the chadash. Anything that's left over from that carbon mincha, the shtei alechem, which is left, what's left over from shtei alechem on Shavuos, the lechem aponim, which we know that every Shabbos they would divide the lechem upon him to the kohanim. The shiare haminchas. The shiare haminchas are when we have a carbon mincha, as we discussed numerous times. The halacha is that the carbon mincha, the kaimitz is put on the mizbeach, and the rest is given to the kohanim for eating. So says the Mishnah that the kaimitz hamincha is shiare hamincha is something that's not put on the Mizbeach, it's given to the Kohanim to eat. For Ketairis, the halacha is that the Ketairis is brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So therefore, this is that's put on the Mizbeach. If the Ketairis is put on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, it's not where it belongs. Since it's not where it belongs, the halacha of Im'olu Lo Yardu is not applicable. Of course, Tosfos asked the question that the Meiser Oimer, Shtei Alechem, Lechem upon him are all example of Shiari Mincha. And since they're all examples of Shiari Mincha, why are they mentioned separately? So Tosfos answers that all these things, the, for example, the Oimer comes for the purpose of being us, for us being able to eat the Chadash. The shtel and it comes from soyrim, from barley, even though normally carbon mincha comes from wheat. And similarly, the shtel lechem is chametz, and all the other minchas are matzah. And the lechem aponim is something that's not burnt at all on the mizbeach, just the two bezichei levoina, the two spoons of levoina put on the mizbeach, nothing else. And because of these reasons, they can't be, just be included in the Shiari HaMincha. Continues the Mishnah. Hatzema b'rosh ha'kvasim, the hair that's on top of the kvasim. V'ser shebezokin t'yashim, or the hair that's under the chin of a goat that's brought as a carbon oila. V'atzomis, the bones, v'agidim, the veins, v'akanaim, the horns, v'atlefaim, the hoofs. V'zman she mechuborim, when they're connected to the animal, yalu, they should be put on the Mizbech. Shnav v'ikta ha-koin ha-sakol ha-Mizbecha. Pirshu, but if they are separated from the animal, lo yalu, then they're not put on the Mizbech. Shnemar, v'sisa l'esach ha-bos v'dam, that the only thing that's put on the Mizbech are the bosser and dam. Says, so Rashi explains, that even though, as we've learned, normally the skin of a carbon oila is taken off, that's only the skin of the body of the carbon oila. But the skin that's on the head is not taken off separately. And that's why when Mishnah speaks about the skin, the hair or the head, it's referring to that skin. The Pasuk says that B'mshoi chayoivel heima yal b'har, by Kabbal Satayra. And Rashi explains what's B'mshoi chayoivel, B'shoifer shal ayo. The shofar shall eila shall yitzchakaya. Rashi identifies that they blew a shofar. The shofar that was blown was from the ayil that was brought instead of Yitzchak Avinu. And The Baal Turim on that pasuk says, "B'mshoich this pasuk, b'mshoich hayoyvel hemiyal bahar, b'mshoich b'keren hayoyvel." There also, the pasuk in Yeshua explains the Baal Turim, the shofar of the Isle Shel Yitzchak became available to them, and therefore that was the shofar they blew when the walls of Yericho collapsed, and b'schus the shofar of Matl Torah, that's why the wall around Yericho collapsed. Asked Rabban, how did that happen? Wasn't the Isle of Yitzchak a carbon oila? And the halacha is that by carbon oil, as we just learned, the karnaim are put on the mizbeach together with the rest of the carbon. So how did they have the shofar available to them? Says the Rabbi Shulayb Diskin, that the aisle that was used as a carbon by the Akedah was a very old animal. I think it's based on the Medrash that says that that aisle was already created during the Shesh Shimei HaBreishis. So because it was so hard and brittle, the fire that was burning the carbon on the Mizbeach didn't burn it, and the fool fell off the Mizbeach. And we just learned that any karnayim, any horns of a carbon that fly off the Mizbeach, the loch is loyalo, they're not put back on. And that's why they were able to be used as the shofar in these two occasions. Tanar Abanan begins the Gemara. The pasuk says, Victor Akoin as a kol hamizbecha. The rabbis from here, we learn how Thomas Ragidim HaKanufayim VaTofayim, that they're all connected with the animal and they're put on the mizbech together with the animal. Yochel continues the braisa, afilu parshu, even if they were separated from the animal, this halacha remains. Tamalayma v'sasa alasecha bas v'adam. So says the braisa itself. Ibras v'adam, if the pasuk only speaks about the bas v'adam, yochel yachloitz, we would imagine that the halacha is we should separate the gidim v'atzomis. We should separate them from the animal. V'yala abosel f'nei mizbeach, and just put the meat on top of the mizbeach. Tamalayim v'hektar ha'koynes ha'kol, that they're all put on the mizbeach. So ask the Gemara Ketzad. So we have here a difficulty. From one hand, it seems that there's a mitzvah to separate them. And on the other hand, it seems that they should be left on the Mizbeach. HaKeitzat, so he answers the Braisa, Mechubarim, what's still attached to the meat, Yalu should be put on the Mizbeach. Pirshuba was separated, and even if they were separated and they're off the Mizbeach, Afiluhem Barosha Mizbeach, even they're on top of the Mizbeach, Yerdu. There is a Machloikis Rishonim, when the Gemara here says that what's on the top of the Mizbeach, that when they're connected, the left on the Mizbeach, what does that mean? Does that mean that they're obligated to be left on the Mizbeach? Or does it mean that they may be left on the Mizbeach? Ask the Gemara. Man Tana de Shamalei, ask the Gemara, who is the Tana of the opinion, Dama Parshu, that if they were separated from the meat, Yerdu, that these various parts of the carbon should be taken off the Mizbeach? Says the Gemara Rebihi. It represents the opinion of Rebbe, the Tanya. The pasuk says, "Victor Akoinas Akol Mizbecha." Rabbis have mitzvahs v'agidim v'kanayim v'atulfayim that they are burnt on the mizbeach. V'afilu pirshu, even if they were already separated, they still have to be burnt on the mizbeach. El manim kayim. So ask the Braisa, what do we learn from the pasuk v'alusisa l'secha bas v'dam, which seems to indicate that only the bas v'dam are put on the mizbeach, nothing else. Limelach to teach us a kulei oila, the parts of the oila that were burnt, and then they were propelled off the mizbeach, at the machzer has to be put back on the mizbeach, v'yat the machzer, but a kulei gidim v'tzomis, but the parts of the tzomis that got burnt, that were propelled off the mizbeach, there they remain on the mizbeach. But that means that gidim v'tzomis are burnt on the mizbeach. But what we learn from here is that if they're propelled, we don't put them back on. Rabbi Yoyim Mekosso, I'm Mekik, that kind of mizbeach up. Everything's on the mizbeach. Reba, that comes to say that everything that tzomis v'gidim are burnt on the mizbeach. The kosvecher, I mean, yet there's another pasuk that says, v'sisa o'lesecha habos v'adam, only the bos v'adam, which means only the bus without meat, nothing else. Ha-ketzad, how is this reconciled? So the Gemara Mechubarim, as long as they're still attached to the meat, then they should be left on the Mizbeach. Pirshu, but if they were separated, afilayim b'rosh Mizbeach, even if they're on top of the Mizbeach, the loch is yerdu, they should be removed. There's a machloikus, Rashi and Tosfos had to understand the opinion of the Rabbanan. Rashi's opinion is that the opinion of the Rabbanan is that at Tzomus Regidim that separated should be put on the Mizbeach to be burned. That Tzomus Regidim that was saying are not put on the Mizbeach is only if they were propelled off the Mizbeach. However, everything under any other circumstances, they are put on the Mizbeach. Rabbi's opinion is that at Tzomus Regidim that are separated, even if they're not propelled off, the halacha is that they should be removed from the Mizbeach. Tosfos' opinion is that at Tzomus Regidim that separated, the halacha is olu lo yardu. V'lechatchila, the Rabbanan agree they should not be put on the Mizbeach. And certainly, if now they're not off the Mizbeach, now if they are off the Mizbeach, they should not be put back on. When the Mishnah says, Pirshu Layalu, it's only if they were separated they should not be put on. But if Olu Layardu, because that would be following the opinion, the Mishnah would be following the opinion of the Rabbanan. Says the Megdash David, that the Mishnah that we just learned, that the Tzomis don't have the halacha of Akhtar as long as they are connected to the Basar. Says the Mikdash David, that's only referring to Tzomis, to bones that don't have any mayach, that don't have any marrow. But if you have a bone, he says, that has in it marrow, that has in it mayach, that has in it marrow, then he says that the halacha would be different. Because the fact that they have marrow in them creates a situation, he says, that creates a situation that that's considered like basar. And everything we're speaking about here is only at Tzomus Regidim, not something that is considered not something else. But then he says, the fact that our Gemara did not differentiate between at Tzomus that have Mayach versus at Tzomus that don't have Mayach, he doesn't want to say that that's an acceptable distinction. Furthermore, explained the Migdash David, when we learn in our Gemara that you don't put back the Kule Gidim Vatzomst that were burnt and flew off, you don't put on, he says, even Rebbe will agree to that. He says, because even if you put them on the Mizbeach, when they were connected to the Basar, once they flew off the Mizbeach, they don't put them back on. But, points out the Migdash David, this halacha, that once they were burnt, you don't put them back on the Mizbeach, he wants to point out, is only in a case where they're not connected to Basar. But if they are connected to the Basar, so once they're connected to Basar, this is the Migdash David true to his opinion, then the halacha is that they're considered like Basar. And the halacha is that a kule at Gidim Vatzomis have halacha that they're not put back on the Mizbeach after they're propelled off. That would not be the halacha if they're connected to Basar. But just like the Kule Basar are put back on the Mizbeach, so too these Akulim are put back on the Mizbeach. Our Gemara has been focusing on parts of the carbon that flew off the Mizbeach. But something that was deliberately taken off the Mizbeach, something that was deliberately put on the Mizbeach, taken off the Mizbeach, maybe would be put back on the Mizbeach. And this distinction that Tosfos makes between something that was taken off the Mizbeach deliberately versus something flew off the Mizbeach, the Imre Yosher, and the Shaul Sechuvus Imre Yosher, Chelik Beis Simen Ayin, uses to discuss a question. The question he discusses is, what is the halacha if somebody is wearing a talus and he took off the talus and then he's going to put back on the talus gadol? Must he make a new bracha on that? And then Rioisha and then many other poskim suggest that there's a difference in halacha where he took off the talus, and he's still wearing a talus cotton versus when the talus fell off. He said, just like in our Gemara, Tosfos says if you took off these parts, then maybe you put them back on. But if they flew off, then you don't put them back on. The same would be with the talus. If you took off your talus with the intention of putting back on the talus, and specifically if you're wearing still a talus cotton, then the halacha would be you need not make another bracha. But if you took off the talus, if the talus fell off, then the halacha is, even though you're wearing a talus cotton, when you put on the talus again, you should make a bracha. We learned further in the Mishnah, Pirshu, if they flew off, layalu. On this comes Reb Zeira Loishanu, El Shapirshu Klape Mata, that the meat fell away from the fire on the Mizbeach. Avol Klape Mala, if the meat fell towards the fire, Kruvi Hu De Kruvi La Kiloi, therefore it got more closer to get burnt on the Mizbeach. Since it came closer to the fire, it's not considered a situation as if it fell off the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, but the Pasuk says, that we learned Vafilu Pirshu, that the lachi is that they, even if they were taken off, they should be put on. To which says Rabbah, Hachikamar, that when do they say if they were separated from the meat, they should be put on? El Shapir Shalach Azrika, that during the Zrik Saddam, they were connected to the Basar. Since they were connected to the Basar during the time of Zrik Saddam, so they became part of the Mizbeach, part of what belongs on the Mizbeach. And since they became part of what belongs on the Mizbeach, that's why the halacha will be that they're left on the Mizbeach. Aval Pirshu Kodim Zrika, if these parts got separated before the Zrika Saddam, Asi Zrika Vishir Sinu, what the Zrika accomplishes, since they weren't connected to the Basar at the time of Zrika, they don't get a status of a carbon. And therefore, what you could do with these parts of the animal, afilu lemevet be kata de sakini, they can be used to make the handle of a knife. Savala, says the Gemara, how do we understand what Rava just taught us? Says the Gemara, Savala ki hada omer Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishmael. Nemar, the Pasuk says, lo yia, when it speaks about a carbon oila. For Nemar, and the Torah says, lo yia, by the carbon oshem, as the pasuk says, "Kichatus ka'oshem, Torah achas lochem." Kohen shechap by lo yia, says the Gemara, "Nema lo yia be'oshem, ma oshem atzmaisu b'torim." When we speak of a carbon oshem, certainly the bones of the carbon oshem kohanim could benefit from. Af oila atzmaisam b'torim, the oila swell as well have the same din that you could have. That you can have benefit from them. Mufni. So the Gemara just learned Gzeir Shava. And throughout Shas, there are three types of Gzeir Shavas. There's Gzeir Shava that's Mufni Mishnei Tzadim. Both psukim that are used for the Gzeir Shava are extra and available to teach us the Gzeir Shava. Then that's Eina Mufna, a Gzeir Shava that none of the psukim are available. And then there's Mufna Meshtar Echad. It's only one pasuk is available. So certainly a Gzeir Shava that's Mufna Mishneit Stadim, even if you have a question on the Gzeir Shava, it doesn't have the ability of refuting the Gzeir Shava. A Gzeir Shava that's Eina Mufna, that is not available, the halacha is any question refutes the Gzeir Shava. Here when we speak about Mufna Meshtar Echad, many places in Shas, there are machlokes tanoim. What is the status of that? What is the status of that Gzeir Shava? And that's how we're going to look at this Gzeirah Shavah. Says the Gemara, the Gzeirah Shavah that we just learned, Mufni, must have at least one pasuk extra. And the way to understand the Gemara is because as soon as we'll have one extra pasuk, we'll be able to say the rabbi is of the opinion that as soon as you have one extra pasuk, it's a reliable Gzeirah Shavah. Says the Gemara, Delay Mufni, if none of the psukim are available, Ikla Mifrach, we could refute the Gzeirah Shavah by saying, Ma Asham, you know why Asham is different than Oila? She came Basar Mutter. That's why the meat is Mutter, and that's why the bones are Mutter. But the Oila, which the meat, as we know, is always burnt on the Mizbeach, so too will be the Halacha that the bones are not Mutter. Answers the Gemara, the pasuk lo yiyah, which is stated by the carbon oila, says the Mari Seriksiv, or extra. The pasuk could have said, or ha oila sheker of lakayin. Why does the Torah have to add the words lo yiyah to serve as the gzeirah shavah? Moser Adabar Hava asked the Gemara on Rabbah's opinion from the following brisa. The brisa says, atzomis kachim, the atzomis of kachim, like a karmachatzis karman asham, which are karbonis that the kohanim eat the meat. Lefnei zrika, before zrika took place, the loch is may alam behen. There is mila because they're not yet mutter to the kohen. There was no zrik sadam, and since there was no zrik sadam, there's still part belong to the mizbeach, and taking benefit from them is considered mila. Lach zrika, but if Zrik already took place, Eimal Behem, because Zrik Saddam, the Zrik Saddam make them mutter. Shell Oila, but when we speak about the bones of the carbon oilam, Adam Bel Oilam, it's always considered something that belongs on the Mizbeach. So from here we see that by Oila, we're never going to be allowed to use the bones, even if they're separated from the Basar. Rav said that if the bones are separated from the meat, and that took place, that separation took place before Zrik Saddam, then after Zrik Saddam, we'll be able to benefit from those bones. Ema, says the Gemara, this is the way Rabbah will explain this brisa. Shaloila, when we speak about the bones of the carbon oila, in Pirshu Lifnei Zrika, if they were separated before Zrik Saddam, Emael Behem, there won't be Mila. Lachas Rika, but if they were separate Lachas Rika, so they didn't have that Zrika to make, as we said earlier in our shir, that Zrika makes it the property of the Kayin, then Ma'alam and Loilam, they will always be subject to Mila. And says the Gemara, this opinion of Rava, Upliga the Rabbi Lazar, is inconsistent with Rabbi Lazar. Dom Rabbi Lazar, Pirshul of Nezrika, if they were separated before the Zrik Stam, Mayal Ben La'olam, they will always be subject to Mila. Lacha Zrika, after the Zrik, if they were separated, Lo'inenav Lo'imalan. There won't be Isser, the Rice of Mila, but still, there's an Isser, the Rabbanon. And since there's an Isser, the Rabbanon, you shouldn't have any benefit. So we see the Rabbi Lazar disputes Rabbah in 2 points. One is that according to Rabbah, that atzomis that separated from the meat before Zrik Saddam, there is no Zrika, there is no Milo in them until Zrika takes place, only until Zrika takes place. But after the Zrika takes place, there will no longer be any Milo. And according to Belezer, there's going to be Milo on those bones forever. And the second point is that according to Rav, that atzomis that separated after the Zrika have full-fledged Milo. Whereas according to Rabbi Lazar, the atzomis that separated from the meat after Zrik Saddam, you're not allowed to benefit from them, but there is no Mi'ila Doraisa. Continues the Mishnah. For Kulon, all the disqualified things that we've been discussing in our Shurim, that the Aloch is Em'olo Lo Yardu, Shepokim Al Gabim Mizbeach, if they were put on the Mizbeach, and then afterwards they were propelled off, and the way that we showing him typically explained this, the Rambam says this in the Pirush Mishnayos, the intense heat that was on the Mizbeach caused these things to fly up. fly off, the halacha is layachzer. They should not be put back on the mizbeach. V'ken gecheles shepakam agam mizbeach. If a coal of the atzim arocha, if a coal from the wood on the mizbeach flew off, shepakam agam mizbeach, the halacha is layachzer. We don't have to put it back. Most Rishonim, that's the way Rashi explains, that when the Mishnah says, Layachsa doesn't mean you're not allowed to put it back. Layachsa means you don't have to put it back. Evarim, the limbs of a carbon, the meat of the carbon that you burn on the Mizbeach throughout the night, Shepakum Agavim Mizbeach, that flew off the Mizbeach, says the Mishnah, if they flew off Kodim Chatzois, before Chatzois, Yachsir, put him back on, and Umayal Behem. And therefore, since the halacha requires that you put them back on the Mizbeach, if you have personal benefit from that, from them, you will be over Mila. But whatever flew off, this will be, of course, explained in the Gemara, if it flew off after Chatzos, lo yachzer, you don't have to put it back on, and therefore, ain Umayal Behem. So I saw that the Sefer Beis Yecheskel says that we know there's a famous Gemara Masechta Tainis. The Gemara Masechta Tainis, Daf Chof Tes, discusses what was the real Churban HaBayis, the fact that it was put on fire or that it was burnt down. And we know that we do Tisha B'Av because that's the day it was put on fire. However, when it comes to burning something, there we look at when it was actually burnt. And therefore, he explains, that's the way we could understand the halacha we just learned in the Mishnah. Before Chatzos, they're really not completely burnt. And since before Chatzos, they're really not completely burnt, we could understand the halacha that if they are propelled off the Mizbeach, we should put them back on. But after Chatzos, where they're already burnt, once something is burnt, it loses the Kedusha. And since once something is burnt, it loses the Kedusha, we don't put it back on the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, Shem Shem Mizbeach, Mekadosh Saroy Loi, just like as we've been learning, that anything that put on the Mizbeach, the Lochazim Olol Yardu, it infuses Kedusha into it, Kach HaKavish, so too is the Locha with the ramp, the Mekadosh. Anything that's put on the ramp, infuses it with Kedusha. Kshem Shem Mizbeach HaKavis Mekach and Saroy Lehem. And says the Gemara, just like anything put on the ramp is the Allah or the Mizbeach Imolo Lo Yardu, so too is the Alocha by the Kacha Kalim, the Klisharis, Mekachim are Mekach everything that's on them. However, Rav Kivega points out that only as far that once it's put into the Klisharis, it's no longer subject to be able to be pigeoned, to redeem them. But it doesn't have the same level that the Kedusha, that it was considered like you were makrovit. And in fact, Rav Kivega points out, that's why the Mishnah separated the halacha of Mizbeach and Kevesh from the halacha of the Klisharis. So the Mishnah said that a man is, if the pieces of meat were on the Mizbeach, if they flew off before Chatzos or after Chatzos. Ask the Gemara, let's try to understand this halacha. Hey Chidavi, eat this bumamish, if there's still meat there, afilu Chatzos nami. So even if they were propelled after Chatzos, the halacha ought to be that she should be put back on the Mizbeach. V'id the less by mamish, if there's no meat on them, so afilu kaidm Chatzos, even if they flew off before Chatzos, namiloi, because once there's no meat on them and they can't really be reduced to ash anymore, there's no purpose for them to be in the Mizbeach. Answers the Gemara, like Tzricha B'Shriri. The Mishnah speaking about hard pieces of meat that the fire made them hot, but they're not yet coals. And that's what the Mishnah says, that it depends when did this take place. Did it take place with before Chatzos or after Chatzos? And here we have a machlokes rishonim. These hard pieces of meat that the Gemara now is differentiating before Chatzos and after Chatzos, the halacha is that Rashi says they're considered deshin. And as we've learned and we're going to learn the halacha of Trumas HaDeshin, Rashi suggests that you could do Trumas HaDeshin with these hard pieces of meat. Tosfos says that the discussion here is there a chiv haktorah, is a chiv to put them back on the mizbeach for burning. But as far as the halacha of Trumas HaDeshin, these are not pieces of meat that have been reduced to ash. And because they have not yet been reduced to ash, you can't do Trumas HaDeshin with them. Says the Gemara. So now the Gemara made a differentiation before Chatzos and after Chatzos. And in order to delve in to our next Gemara, as we just spoke about Trumas HaDeshin, we learned that every morning, early in the morning, the Kohen, a Kohen would get up, be Mekadosh Yadav Raglav, and then he would take a silver pan and go to the Mizbeach and push the coals that were on top of the Mizbeach in all directions and take a kaimitz full of really well-burnt coals and would put them on the floor of the Azara to the east of the ramp. And as we've learned, there was a tremendous nace that these coals, this ash, better said, would get absorbed into the ground. What we just described is called Trumas HaDeshin. After this was done, Kohanim would go up to the top of the Mizbeach and take and sweep together all the ash that's on the Mizbeach and put them as in a pile in the middle of the Mizbeach, which was called the Tapuach. And this all took place, and sometimes the halacha is they had so much that they took it out from the Mizbeach. After they put them all in one bundle, they would set up the marocha, the wood, to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. And as we said, when there was an abundance of this ash on the Tapuach, it was taken out to a place called the Shefach HaDeshen. And the Shefach HaDeshen, taking out this abundance of ash, is called Hotzos HaDeshen. As I said, Machlokes Rishonim, for Rashi and Tosfos, it seems that this was done only when there was an accumulation of ash. From the Ravid, it seems it was done on a daily basis. So again, going back to our Gemara, the Gemara said it depends if it happened before Chatzos or after Chatzos. Ask the Mamanalamini, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, the pas, we learned it from the following Pesukim. Kosvachar Oimer, one Pesuk says, Kol Alayla V'Hektar. The Pesuk says, Amoytoi Amizbeach Kol Alayla V'Hektar. So we see from here that the pieces of meat should be on the Mizbeach all night long. The Kosvachar Oimer, Kol Alayla V'Hektar. The Pesuk says, after the V'Hektar Mesadesh Shetoy Chalos Eish. So we see from here that we could take off the ash already during the night. So we have a stira. Does the ash have to be there all night, or could the ash be removed during the night? Says the Gemara, Chelkeyu. The way to understand the Pesukim is divide the night. Chetzya Laktara, the first half of the night is when everything is burnt on the Mizbeach. Chetzya Laharama, during the second half of the night, that the halacha is, that's when we start taking it off. And this is only by pieces of meat that haven't been completely burnt. But if a piece of meat got completely burnt, so then the halacha of Chatzos is no longer relevant, says Rashi. And if it got reduced to ash, it could be removed at any time. Ask the Gemara Masorav Kahana, the Mishnah Masech the Yuma teaches us, B'chol Yom Terem Mizbeach B'Kreis HaGever. As we just discussed, that every morning they did the Trumas HaDeshen early in the morning, before the Alois HaShacha. Ois Samach L'Mafarav Ha'achrov, a little right before or right after. B'Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, there was a concern of the, and the Gemara is going to explain, it was done B'Chatzos. It was done already by Chatzos at night. B'Regolam on Yom Tovim, it was done at the end of the Shemayr Rishonah. We know that the night is divided into thirds. After the first third of the night, they already did the Trumas Hadeshen and Yontif. Ask the Gemara, but if what we just learned is correct, that the Torah is telling us an instruction that it should only be done b'chatzos midaraisa, the question is, hey chemagdinan, how can we have these different times of the year that we could do it earlier than the time the Torah tells us to do it? Amar Rav Yochanan says, the Mash Shnama, the Pasuk says, Hu ha'ayla ha'mokdal mizbeh kol ha'layla, any day, as the Pasuk says, the Braisa, obviously, at a biker, we should leave the Evarim on the Mizbeach all night long. But when we look in the Pasuk says, Abayka v'herim. What is the Pasuk trying to teach us with those words, Abayka v'herim? To teach us, Tain Baika l'Baika Shalaila, that the Torah is coming to teach us that we could do it even earlier. Now, the Torah is telling us we could do it earlier. But the Torah is not telling us what does that mean when we say it can be done earlier. Hilchach, so it says, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol yoima b'krois ha-gever sagi, every day of the year we do it by the alois. B'yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippurim, since we're concerned about chol shed the kohen gadol, that the kohen gadol should not get weak, and therefore we want to have him begin earlier, so that halacha is mechatzos. We already begin mechatzos. Or regalim on Yontif the Nefesh Kabbanis. Many Kabbanis were brought on the Yom Tovim. The Kadmi Os Yisrael, there were so many Jews that assembled in the Azara to bring their Kabbanis, even before the Tamid Shel Shachar was brought. Mashmai Rishayna. K'tari Sefer, as indeed that Mishnah teaches us, Lo Yokriyas HaGever Magas, before Alois HaShachar, Achahis Azara Malaya Yisrael, the Azara was full of people from Klal Yisrael, and therefore they were so busy, there were so many people in the Azara, they wanted to do Trumas Hadeshen before. We learn here a concept of Cholsha, the Kohen Gadol. And the question here is, how far, the Cheshuk Echemet has a discussion of how far do we have to speak about Chosh the Kohen Gadol, about Yom Kippur and somebody being weak on Yom Kippur. The question that he discusses is there somebody who is prepared to donate a kidney. This individual is prepared to donate a kidney, but the doctors warn him that he's going to be weak, and because he's going to be weak, because of the procedure of donating the kidney, the doctor suggests that he won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur. And the question that's posed is, should he donate the kidney? Should he donate the kidney even though he won't be able to fast Yom Kippur? Or should he not donate the kidney and be able to fast Yom Kippur? So he quotes his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, who says, if we look at the Pasuk by Yom Kippur versus the Pesukim by Shabbos, he says, when we look at the Pesukim by Shabbos, the Torah says, Zocher v'shomer. What does the Torah mean to say with Zocher v'shomer? So he explains what the Torah means to say with Zocher v'shomer is that before Shabbos, we are obligated to prepare ourselves for Shabbos. And therefore, a person, he says, has the obligation before Shabbos to do whatever he has to do that he should be Shomer Shabbos. He says, on Yom Kippur, the halacha is very different. The halacha speaks about the nisim es nafshesechem, that on Yom Kippur we have to fast. But the pasuk does not mean to say that before Yom Kippur we already have to do whatever we have to do to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. And therefore, if today I'm donating a kidney, and that's a mitzvah, I should donate the kidney today. If that will cause that I will not be able to fast on Yom Kippur, there is no obligation today to be thinking about already if I'll be able to fast on Yom Kippur.